All right, welcome everybody to the August 24th, 2022 meeting of the Judicial Branch Budget Committee. It's a pleasure to see everybody on Zoom. Thank you for being here and thank you for being, again, working so hard year round. And I think today's meeting will demonstrate kind of the importance of the committee and what we do, and also just how hard everybody's working to kind of keep an eye, both people on the committee, people on the staff, but also people out in the branch who took time to write to us and participate. So with that, let me just say this meeting is open to the public and we are being recorded. The meeting is being conducted virtually. Members of the public can watch the meeting via listen-only video feed. To the Budget Committee members and others who may be presenting today or answering questions, please remember to unmute yourself prior to speaking, and please remain muted unless you are speaking to help us minimize background noise. Also, because some people may not be on a video feed but may be on an audio-only feed, if you could identify yourself before you begin speaking, that would be very helpful. So with that, Ms. Cowan, if you could take the roll.
Yes, Judge Rubin.
I am here.
Judge Mormon.
Present.
Judge Botke.
I'm here.
Justice Fujisaki.
Here.
Justice Hill. Judge Hopp.
Here.
And Mr. Harrigan.
I'm here.
Great. We have all members present. Thank you.
Outstanding. And thank you everybody for being here today. So our first item of business is the July 27, 2022 meetings. They're at page 4 of your materials. If you've had a chance to look at them, do I get a motion? Oh, there's a lot of people talking at once. I can't.
The motion. Judge Hopp moves approval.
All right, thank you. Judge Hopp approves, moves.
Harrigan will second.
Harrigan seconds. We have a motion by Hopp, a second by Harrigan. Is there further discussion? All right, hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain?
Right. Judge Mormon will abstain. Thank you.
That's right, she was absent. She's
yes.
Here today. Good. All right, we have one abstention. The rest ayes, no opposition. The motion passes. With respect to public comment, Ms. Cowan?
So we did receive public comment for the meeting and it was distributed to the members in advance of the meeting.
Right, I got it, was able to read everything. And the other members, did anybody not get the public comment? If so, raise your hand. All right, I see no hands raised. We all got the public comment. Outstanding. All right, let's go on to the discussion and action items. There are two today. The first one is about court reporter funding allocation for fiscal 22-23. The second is the increased transcript rate funding allocation again for fiscal 22-23. Presenters on both items are Judge Conklin, the chair of the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee. He'll be assisted in both items by Mr. Chris Belloli, our manager of Judicial Council Business Management Services. Just a quick overview for those listening. Included in the 2022 Budget Act was $30 million to increase the number of court reporters in family and civil law case types. And let's go now to Judge Conklin and Mr. Belloli to talk a little bit about the recommendation that came out of TICBAC regarding that. Go ahead.
Judge Rubin, thank you very much. I'll quickly turn this over to Chris. Just a very brief background concerning TICBAC's recommendation last week. I do want to thank Rebecca Fleming for shepherding this through TICBAC last week. I was unable to attend the meeting, but thanks to her efforts along with Chris and the members, a recommendation did come out of that meeting. I also want to thank staff, John and everybody else for their assistance in providing background concerning that recommendation. I see John is with us today. Very briefly, before I turn it over to Chris, this is a familiar item to you folks. We had a similar discussion last year concerning court reporter allocations, and it's coming back to you this year with slightly different parameters, I guess is the best way to put it, concerning the $30 million in funding. Ultimately, after Chris has concluded, we're going to ask that you approve the recommendation set forth in your materials, and that is that you approve the $30 million allocation to each trial court as outlined in Attachment 1A. And with that, to explain that allocation, I'll turn it over to Chris. Chris, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Judge Conklin. Thank you, everyone. And actually, both of these represent sort of court reporter funding items, and I'll definitely address each one of these items separately, but I just wanted to sort of highlight a couple of common elements for these two items up front. Both of these represent ongoing funding, where the last 21-22 fiscal year was the first year of this funding. And then for last year, as Judge Conklin sort of alluded to in terms of the familiarity, these items were developed in terms of an allocation methodology by the Funding Methodology Subcommittee. And that group sort of developed an allocation methodology for both items, the $30 million court reporter and the $7 million court transcript, which is item two. And those allocation methodologies were approved by FMS, by TICBAC, by this body, and by the Judicial Council last year. And the recommendation approved by the Judicial Council last year then directed staff to simply update the methodologies based upon updated data. And that's sort of what we've done, and that's what we're here today to present to this group, which is the updated allocations for 22-23. For item one, which is the 22-23 allocations for the $30 million court reporter, the report starts on page 6 of your materials. The report contains the recommendations as well as the 22-23 allocations and attachment 1A, and that's on pages 9 and 10. Just as a reminder about the allocation methodology that was approved last year, it's outlined in the report, but that allocation is based upon a proportional allocation of the non-criminal judicial workload. There's a $25,000 funding floor. There's a reconciliation process for unused funds, much like last year. And what we did was just to update the judicial workload data with more recent information or data, and just plug that into the existing methodology. I do want to highlight, Judge Conklin sort of alluded to it, to a change, two items that are in the report. On page 6 of the report, it sort of documents the change in the budget language for 22-23 with the new requirements in terms of how these funds can be used. And then on page 8, sort of gives a summary of the discussions that TICBAC had at their meeting last week in terms of these changes to the budget language, and then their recommendation for approval of the 22-23 allocations without any policy considerations. And you can kind of see that in the recommendation. And as TICBAC did at their meeting, I'd like to separate the question of the allocations, which is really up for this body's approval today, and is fairly straightforward and based upon the methodology from last year. And I want to separate that from the question around the policy considerations and how the funds can be used. And this is contained in the report, but I do want to note that we asked the Department of Finance to reach out to the legislature, and they did confirm the intent in the budget language that these funds should only be used in the areas of civil and family. And there is a group of court executive officers who will be looking into and discussing the various operational issues and the policy considerations relating to these new requirements in the budget language. But these sort of are the operational issues that are really separate from the allocations that we're recommending for approval today. So with that, I'll sort of turn it back, Judge Conklin, if you wanted to add anything else, and then sort of open the floor to any recommendations.
Yeah, that was excellent. And I know John's here to either add or ask him or answer any questions. I truly appreciate Chris's presentation that this, at least from TICBAC's perspective before you today, is the relatively narrow issue of the allocation methodology. I recognize that the recommendation itself includes comments after the comma about policy, and I don't think that was the task from TCPAC nor the task today. The task is the allocation, and that's what I believe TCPAC has presented to you, is the allocation of the dollars in the attachment, though Chris correctly points out there was that budget language that candidly I think is for beyond the allocation recommendation today. John, I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
Thank you, Judge Conklin and John Worthlaw. Yeah, with regard to the additional language, we did reach out to the Department of Finance, who also communicated with the legislature relative to their intent. And they've been very clear that their intent, the legislature's, was specific to use of the money for family and civil law case types.
Are there any questions for Judge Conklin or Mr. Belloli? It seems like it, at least from what I'm hearing, that there's really two pieces to this. One is the allocation piece, one is the policy piece. Seems like the policy piece in terms of the discussions between the branch and our sister branches may be ongoing and in flux. Maybe we just focus on the allocation piece today and let the other things develop. Is that kind of what I'm getting, Mr. Blowley?
Yes, no, that's our recommendation. And there is that sort of ongoing work in order to look at those policy questions that we've received and to sort of share that information back.
All right, so I'm looking at, maybe I'll just make this more clear. Looking at page 8, I guess the motion would be to approve the $30 million allocation to each trial court as outlined in attachment 1A, and then attach the attachment to the motion. And I guess that would be the motion. I guess I'll make the motion since I just defined it. Which doesn't mean I'm cutting off discussion, but just to kind of keep us on track.
There's a motion, I'll second.
All right, Ruben motion, Merman second. Discussion or questions for Mr. Belloli, Judge Conklin, Mr. Wardlaw, Mr. Theodorovic. We have lots of people here who can answer questions. All right, I'm not seeing any. I guess I'll call a vote then. Without discussion then, or no, see no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstain. All right. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Judge Conklin, and thank you, Mr. Belloli, for a well written report and helping on this topic that'll be developing ongoing. So thank you for all your assistance. But you're not done. You have item 2.
So as Chris noted, we've got the second, these go hand in hand, essentially, yeah. The second recommendation concerning the $7 million included in the 22 Budget Act to cover costs associated with increased transcript rates. Like the last allocation, you've previously considered this allocation. This is an update to that. Rather than complicate things with additional words, I'll turn it over to Chris. Again, the recommendation is set forth at the last page of the report, and it's to approve the methodology for the $7 million based upon the methodology you approved last year. Chris?
Sure. Thank you, Judge Conklin. I won't complicate it any further than it may be need to, that available for any questions. But like the $30 million court reporter methodology, the methodology for the $7 million court transcripts hasn't changed. We just updated the data used in that methodology, and that would be using a more recent 3-year average in terms of the transcript expenditures and using that data in a similar proportional allocation to sort of split up the $7 million for each one of the courts as outlined in attachment 1B. There's a reconciliation process, much like last year. The one change is because the transcript cost increase had an effective date in the middle of last year, we needed to sort of account for that date in last year's reconciliation process. Whereas for this year, it's much more straightforward in that we're just looking at total expenditures for the current year total expenditures in the baseline year, and then using the math as outlined in table one in terms of that reconciliation process. So with that, I will turn it back to Judge Conklin and the group for any questions relating to our recommendation to approve the 22-23 allocations.
Thanks, Chris, and back to you, Judge Rubin.
All right, any questions for Judge Conklin, Mr. Belloli, Mr. Wardlaw, Mr. Theodorovic on this matter? It seems pretty straightforward, but there might be questions. All right, seeing no questions, is there a motion?
Fujisaki moves.
All right, and when you say moves, I'm assuming we're looking at page 3 of the report, the recommendation after the colon, starting with the word approve, ending with attachment 1B.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's a yes. All right, is there a second?
Judge Bakke will second.
All right, we have a motion by Justice Fujisaki, second by Judge Bakke. Further discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Hi, Judge Conklin and Mr. Belloli, thank you for all your efforts and support in this. As always, I don't feel like we can say it enough. The Budget Committee, on behalf of myself and our Vice Chair and all the members, really appreciate all the hard work that TICVAC does and the staff that support TICVAC does, and it makes our job a lot easier. So thank you for everything.
And John and Zako and Chris, I echo the same. Thanks to you very much for once again taking an issue and encapsulating it accurately and efficiently for our committee. Thanks.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. All right, our next meeting is September 21st, 2022. Is there anything for the, wait?
Yeah, David, is that meeting gonna be in person or remote?
Well, I'd like to see everybody, but let me get back to you on that piece.
Okay, because we will be in San Francisco on the 20th, right?
Right, so let me get back to you and see what I can arrange, or let me talk to Mr. Wardlaw, Mr. Theodorovic, Ms. Cowan, who is our shepherds us through all these things, and find out kind of what our options are and maybe a hybrid. For people who would like to go back and have you.
Great, thank you.
All right, anything else for the good of the order? All right, seeing none. Everybody, thank you so much. Again, on behalf of the Vice Chair, myself, to the staff that support us, Ms. Cowan, Mr. Theodorovic, Mr. Wardlaw, we feel very well served and taken care of, and thank you for everything. So with that, we hear nothing else. We're in adjournment. Thank you.
Thank you.